In the first readings, we have a mysterious scene of this battle between Joshua and Amalek. As long as Moses had his hands in the air, Joshua had the better of the fight. If he drops them, Amalek had the better of the fight. This image is full of symbolism. One symbol I heard, courtesy of actually your former parochial vicar here, Father Thomas, he said Aaron and Hur, who were the ones that were lifting up the arms. Aaron is the symbol of the priest, and Hur represents the laity. Thus the importance of both the priest and the laity praying together. I thought that was a cool image he came up with. The hands raised up, that's a praying position. At Mass, the priest is praying with hands up. It's in this important scene we see the importance of praying always, as what St. Paul states in his writings. Once Moses stopped, the enemy got the better of the fight. So never cease praying. Through prayer, we can conquer all things. Prayer is an act of humility, which allows us to show God that He is indeed God and that we need Him. It allows us to accept His holy will. Prayer sustains us and can heal us. It allows us to be more receptive to the grace of Almighty God. We see throughout history how it has saved and sustained the people of God. Prayer saved a wayward son, St. Augustine. The prayer of his mother for over 30 years prayed for him that he might convert and turn away from his wild life and turn to the faith. Truly a great example of, you know, any parents who may have children who have strayed away from the faith. Prayer sustained St. Athanasius as he went to defend the true teachings of the church while the church in the East was falling into error. So yet another example of, in today's world where truths are under attack, that through prayer and the example of the faithful such as St. Athanasius standing up and protecting and defending the faith, it can be done. Prayer sustained those in the church living through a time of immoral popes in the Middle Ages, helping people to realize that it is Christ's church and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. Prayer saved all of civilization in the Battle of Lepanto in the 1500s, where the Christians were being outnumbered. And so the Holy Father said to pray the Holy Rosary for the conversion of all, and that the Christians may win. And indeed, we did. Prayer sustained St. Maximilian Kolbe, who gave his life so someone else could live, as he was dying in a cell of lethal injection by the Germans. Prayer united this country after 9/11, lifting our hearts and minds to Almighty God. Truly, there are an infinite number of examples of prayer that we can use. In the gospel, we find the key to prayer, which is persistence and perseverance. Parents, you're perhaps familiar with this. Maybe your kids ask you something over and over again until finally you give in so that you can have some peace. I never did that to my parents, but my sister did many times. The same concept is here with the widow and the unjust judge. However, unlike parents or this unjust judge in the gospel, the Lord never gets tired of listening to us. So if the judge who is unjust, who neither fears God nor men, grants the widow what she is asking for, how much more so will the just judge, the Lord himself, hear our petition? He doesn't grow impatient or unkind just to get us off his back. Through our prayer, we have a chance to put our faith into action. The widow knows that the judge has the power to change her situation and to help her. That is why she doesn't stop. The same must be in our prayer. We must never stop. The key with prayer is to never give up. When it is hard to pray, pray anyways. Even if you're distracted, you keep praying. As St. Francis de Sales, he says, he talks about, being distracted in prayer. Don't beat yourself up over it. Just simply call yourself back to attention. And even if that's what you're doing the whole time, the Lord is very pleased, for he sees your effort. In those times that faith is strengthened because you are not doing it because it feels good or that it is easy, but you are doing it despite those good feelings, make it an act of the will, which is where love resides, and it makes it more meritorious. St. Padre Pio says to pray, hope, and don't worry. Place all your cares in the loving hands of God. St. Alphonsus says to pray, prayer is necessary for salvation. How can we be saved if we don't talk to the one that we want to spend all eternity with? Never stop praying. We live in difficult times. The devil seems to have been let loose on the family, in society, with our faith, on morals, the church. Everything is under attack. In these difficult times, instead of despairing, we trust like Joshua going into battle, or like St. Athanasius, or St. Catherine of Siena, or the Christian fleet at Lepanto, or the Blessed Virgin Mary, who didn't understand what was happening to her, but said, I am the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done to me according to thy will. And this raising of hands, it's a position of surrender to the will of God. Prayer allows us to accept his holy will and to trust that he is God and that he has a better plan for us. He is what makes us truly happy. We are not in control. We are not driving the car. Allow Jesus to take the wheel, as that famous song these days says. Even an unanswered prayer is an answered prayer by God, who is all-knowing and all-loving. He can bring good out of evil. The cross, our Lord himself in the garden prayed 3 times, Father, let this cup pass from me, but not your will, but your will be done. And that prayer wasn't answered. But because it wasn't answered, the gates of heaven are now open, because of his sacrifice on the cross. St. Paul prayed 3 times that the thorn in his side be removed, and it wasn't. And we have the result of that we see in St. Paul, that even in his weakness, that he was relying on God, and that attracted people, all the Gentiles, to him to be converted. He's the apostle to the Gentiles. Maybe we pray like the words of our Lord on the cross. My God, why have you forsaken me? That's the Psalm 22. But in that psalm, as that psalm goes on, it starts to talk about, okay, even in this, I will trust the Lord. And then it ends with the beautiful Psalm 23, which I think we are all familiar with. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. At the end of the gospel, our Lord asks, when he comes again, will he find faith? He asked this in the context about the widow persisting in prayer. Will he find people trusting in him through prayer, or will it be abandoned? May we never cease to trust him. May we never cease in our prayer. Through our prayer, we echo the words of St. Faustina, of St. John Paul II, of the beautiful prayer of the Divine Mercy Chaplet that was given to us. May we never cease in our prayer saying these words, Jesus, I trust in you.